This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Reb Chaim Volozhiner had a great student, the Reb David Tevel, who's the author of the Nachas David, and also he has Drushas Beis David that they recently republished. So he has a very interesting interpretation of the pasuk by the Shir of the Be'er, Be'er Chafarua Sarim, Karua Nedivei Ha'am B'Mechaykeik B'Mishan Oysam. It's a very difficult pasuk to understand. Be'er Chafarua Sarim, the well that was dug by the princes, Karua, that was dug out, Nedivei Ha'am, by the generous of the people, B'Mechaykeik, with their stick of law, B'Mishan Oysam, with their support. So what does this refer to? So the Nachas David says as follows, in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. The Be'er, the well of water, we know Ein Mayim Ela Torah. So this Be'er refers to the Torah Shebaal Peh, Asher Chafaru Asarim, that the Sarim, that the Talmidei Chachamim have dug out. Meaning there are those who connect to Ribbono Shel Olam by delving into the depths of the Be'er, the depths of Torah. On the other hand, not everyone is able to do that. Karuha Nedivei Ha'am. Some people are able to support the Torah. There are the Nedivei Ha'am. They dig and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Be'er through their Nedivos. And the end of the Pasuk is answering and explaining Arishon, Rishon, Al-Achron, Achron. B'mechoykeik, b'mishan oysam. The Sarim, the Talmidei Chachamim, they're able to connect to the core of the Torah with their mechoykeik, with their ability to dig in to the complexities of Torah. And the Nedivei Ha'am, they are able to amass their zechusim b'mishan oysam, with their support of Torah. So Chaim Volozhiner reads that the words at the end of the pasuk b'mechoykeik b'mishan oysam is a explanation for the first part of the pasuk. The sarim, they connect b'mechoykeik. The nedivei ha'am, they connect with their mishenes, with their tamicha. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.